Minister, I want to take the few minutes I have to talk about the situation in Donegal. We have a massive challenge with our ambulance service across the county. On too many occasions, people with life-threatening situations have waited too long, and in some instances, they've lost their lives unnecessarily. Now, one of the things that has been put forward to government again and again is the fire and rescue personnel. And in Donegal, as in all of our rural counties, we have fully trained emergency responders who have been totally underutilised. I mean, you have a perfect situation where you have fire stations dotted throughout Donegal, where they could be deployed as emergency first responders with cardio emergencies, respiratory emergencies. This is a tremendous backup service ready to go that isn't being deployed. So I want to take the opportunity, Minister, to ask that the National Ambulance Service proactively engages with the local authorities to make sure that there's a memorandum of understanding and that the local authorities are not financially punished for using that. I mean, we had a situation here in this chamber where there was a Sinn Féin motion on the future of the fire and rescue service across the state. We had personnel who are respected in communities, trusted in communities, up there having to protest outside the Dáil, gather in the public gallery. This is one of the issues that they've asked, that they would be deployed as emergency first responders as an initial response until the ambulance gets there. So I want to impress upon the government that we just have an under-resourced National Ambulance Service. The response times are totally unacceptable across the country. But I must speak with authority about Donegal. And I just cannot understand for the life of me why there has been a failure to make sure that the National Ambulance Service and the local authorities reach an agreement, that the local authorities are not financially punished, and that our fire and rescue personnel can be deployed properly.